Mr. de Blasio and then by Mr. Castro. When the moderators asked the 10 candidates which of them would support eliminating private health insurance as part of a single-payer health care plan, only Ms. Warren and Mr. de Blasio raised their hands. How can you defend a system that's not working? Mr. de Blasio demanded of Mr. O'Rourke. Ms. Klobuchar was the most firm in staking her claim to moderate terrain and also got off a handful of one-liners that drew applause and laughs. When Mr. Inslee boasted about his record in support of abortion rights, Ms. Klobuchar noted the gender diversity of the candidates. I want to say there's three women up here who have fought pretty hard for a woman's right to choose, she said. And she scorched Mr. Trump for his erratic posts on Twitter. I don't think we should conduct foreign policy in our bathrobe at 5 a.m, she said. There was little discussion of foreign policy until near the end of the debate, when two little-known House lawmakers, Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii and Tim Ryan of Ohio, clashed over how aggressively to target the Taliban. Mr. Ryan also used his limited time to challenge his own party. We are not connecting to the working class people in the very states that I represent in the industrial Midwest, he said, scorning Democrats' Ivy League attitude. Mr. de Blasio was the most aggressive candidate when it came to confronting his rivals, but it was unclear if the New York mayor, who polls indicate is disliked by those Democrats who have heard him, would reap the benefit from his carrying the liberal banner. Ms. Warren's repeated denunciations of economic elites and Washington's governing class won repeated ovations, but her unabashed willingness to terminate private health care, a question she had evaded in the past, alarmed some members of her own party who fear that embracing a single-payer system would hand Republicans a political weapon in a country where nearly 60% of people are on private plans.